you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Last week, we spoke about SAA pilots going on strike.
Oh, yeah.
And the week prior to that, maybe 2 weeks prior to that, we spoke about South African Airways having posted a profit for the first time in 11 years. And the profit was over 220 million. Now, over the weekend, I read a report that this strike that the South African pilots are going on is going to cost SAA about 80 million rand. So literally a third of that profit gone from the strike. All the gains that have been made decimated. And we see this all the time, even in the mining sector, right? The backbone of our economy is mining, agriculture, etc. and so on. And so when miners go on a strike, not only does it affect the company that they're working for, it affects the economy as a whole. Mm. Now, I do understand where the pilots are coming from, because they're saying, hey, we were without work for years. And in fact, even when you came back, we still weren't getting paid enough because they had to take like a 50% salary cut. So they're asking for at least 30% of that back. Now, 30% is quite a lot, actually, to ask when you go into a salary negotiation. And as you can imagine, those negotiations have fallen apart. And so now the pilots are going on strike. The thing about it is, it's not like Eskom. So few South Africans actually get to fly. So it is a means of transport for those that are really, really well off. And these days, since Comair, for example, went under, there's no longer a Kulula, there's no longer a British Airways, there's no longer a Mango, there's no longer a One Time. Yo. There is just no competition to speak of. And so as a result, prices have skyrocketed. You try and book a flight now to go to Cape Town. It's going to cost you easily 10 grand. These are flights that were available back in the day, I'd say maybe 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. They were available for maybe 1,500, right? So they have really, really skyrocketed eightfold. Then this morning, I read that AXA, Airports Company South Africa, is under threat of liquidation because they owe service providers 550 million rand, right? All of these things are important. Now, the differentiation between AXA and SAA, SAA is the operator of the airline. AXA is a company that holds and operates the airports. So all the airports across the country. Are these something that we should be concerned about as a country? Or is it something that we should actually go, you know what? This one is not a priority right now.
Oh, man, as much as it's not a service that a lot of South Africans do use, we should be concerned because it is a service that South Africans should be able to use. And also, it's a service that helps in business. I mean, you're in business. You fly in and out the country. You fly all over. I earn through flying when I'm booked. And that creates employment for my road manager. If you're going to make a decision, that's going to create employment for your company or a restaurant that want to open in Cape Town. So for me, it is a very significant tool of operating, especially if you're in the business sector, in the business world. As much as we look at it as a luxury, because not all South Africans get to fly, but it should be a priority.
Beyond just domestic flights, right? It's also a port of entry for even tourists when they come from abroad. Exactly. The first experience you have of a country is when you land at the airport.
True.
So I'm now going to name drop a little bit. I was having a conversation and Oprah was saying that when she comes to the country, right, the first interaction with South Africans will be at customs. And sometimes that interaction is not pleasant because the guys at customs maybe will be, I'll use the word aggressive. Not necessarily rude, but they use the word aggressive. Mm. They'll go through your luggage, throwing your underwear in public. This is Oprah. And they're doing their job, but that is enough to put somebody off and go, ah, now all of a sudden, I don't want to come to South Africa as often as I used to. Because of that experience alone.
Oh, definitely. So over the weekend, I lost my headphones at the airport, which I eventually recovered. And I was sitting next to an American guy who said he'd probably never come back to South Africa. Now, his luggage got ransacked and they stole a camera. Now, the camera, he didn't want to tell me how much it was worth. He didn't even care about the camera, but the footage in the camera, because it got on a safari with his family. So it's those kind of experiences. However, on the other hand, so I get my headphones at the Lost and Found. And then I talk to the guy, and he tells me another story where a bag, which had $18,000 and passports, was recovered after 2 weeks when an American guy tried his luck to see maybe, you know, it was at the Lost and Found. And the guy was actually surprised because he said that wouldn't happen in New York. So it's those little experiences that people have, as you say, with the airport that determines whether is South Africa a country that would want to come back to, relocate to, or even recommend to their friends to come to.
Mm. So that's pretty much it. I mean, the idea of not only just SAA, but airports company South Africa now facing liquidation for 550 million that they owe to service providers. Mm. What do you think we should do about something like that? Is that a debt that we should write off? Should they get bailed out? Should we just go, all right, guys, your problem. As South Africans, you've got way bigger fish to fry. Aban Balambi, on a day-to-day basis.
You know, guys, there are certain professions for me that I thought, Uti, they are untouchable. Yes, bakhola kamnandi, abana inkinga. Ba right, man, ba right. We grew up thinking, Uti, if you're a pilot, you are sorted for life. You never have to have such problems. Now, when you realize, Uti, na boba fana nati, bane inkinga, you're like, oh! Kanjani manje, aren't you raking it in? Isn't it coming in bags? Ninenginga nani zemali njani guys? I guess after all, we are all human, eh? Sonke sina sina, what do you call them? We all have our own problems, and they are right. There is no such thing as enough money, I guess.
Yeah, look, for the longest time, being a pilot was a very secure job, steady, etc., and so on. It's just that the market has changed somewhat for the reasons that I mentioned. So many airlines domestically went out of business. And so when something like that happens, then the job market obviously then shrinks. Mm. You still got the people that are qualified, but now there's more of them competing for the same position. And when that happens, the reservation price economically then drops because there's always somebody willing to do the job for way less than you are. Mm. That's why you then get, you know, subjected to a 50% pay cut, etc. and so on.
I mean, I'm telling the Department of Tourism has to come now, because we're talking about a port of entry, which we should be able to, we need to revive that department, because if Sayegela, that means we won't have tourists coming through. I mean, airport company, how's it being liquidated? But because during COVID, there was not much of visits taking place, probably. But I, Baba Vanga, then she might bail them out just like any other entity. It is needed.
Yeah. And look, it's easier said than done, right? There's obviously a valid reason why they are failing to pay the 550 million. So I feel for them. And again, they also employ people who would lose jobs if those guys went into liquidation.
No, 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 no. This strike is very strategic. SAA makes a profit and the next thing the pilots want to strike. I find it very strategic. There's a lot of these private-owned airlines are profiting and making a killing as long as SAA is down, you know, because they're pretty angry that SAA gets subsidized by the government. So, no, this strike for me is very strategic. As long as SAA is down, they get to maintain their traffic rights and explore other destinations, which were initially SAA routes. So SAA has to be kept down, you know. And let's not forget, the reality is most of these pilots are white pilots. So, no, no, no. This strike for me is very strategic.
Well, I mean, also, to put everything into context, 80 million... or even 230 million when you're speaking of an airline is not a lot of money. That's why they can blow through it in like a week. Because literally all it takes is the price of crude to go up. That's your bum right there. You're done. Pelilirani. You see? So it's when things are going well in an airline, the profit margins are like less than 5%. That's when things are going well. Now imagine that. What nonsense is that? You better off putting your money in a money market accounts, actually.
With regards to the pilots, as far as I know, the whole of SAA had to come back with a pay cut. The pilots are part of SAA, and what they're fighting for is benefits that they had pre-COVID. closure of SAA, which were part of the reason why SAA went under in the first place. Their benefits were just too much to be handled by the company alone. Well, with the other issues that the company had. So they just can't get 15%.
Well, so and again, they asked for 30 and then 15 was what was offered. But another thing is this, everybody's got a right to protest. Not in Jila, at Kaya, if we decided we weren't getting paid enough, we've got a right to go on a strike. I can turn this mic off and go away if I want until I get my demands met or get fired. One of the two, right? So the thing is, pilots are a very niche skill. If you lose all your pilots, where are you going to get other pilots immediately? People need to fly. Already SAA is saying they've lost 80 million in a week. Bro, like I said, that's about 33% of the profits you just declared 2.5 weeks ago. You better off making these people happy because you're going to continue to lose money. You see the problem now?
In Dubai, AXA, Umbalula from Uxase, Minister of Transport, Baba Funiki collapse so that their friends and our Sir Ramaphosa can buy it for a song. They also asked Baba Funiki won AXA will so that they are be privatized.
Hey, Asaz again. We shall see.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.